Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Yud. We left off on daf Tesem and Beis. We're at the Mishnah toward the middle of the page. It says Mishnah, Hayirochiv al gabi behema v'ra'as ha-metzia. So you're riding on an animal, and you happen to see a metzia on the ground, and you'd like to acquire that metzia. So v'amr l'chaveiro, but you're on an animal, so you don't want to get off the animal to pick up the metzia. But there's another guy that's on the ground, that's walking there. So you tell your friend, Taneli, give me that metzia that you see over there on the ground. Natla, your friend takes it. Vamar anizachisiba. I got it first. So the halacha is zachaba. He did get it first. Your friend acquires the metzia. If you wanted it, you should have gotten off and taken it for yourself. But im ishenasna lo amar anizachisiba tchila lo amar klum. But if your friend picks it up and he gives it to you, and then he says, "But wait a second, I want it back because I got it first," well, then it's too late. And then lo amar klum. Then whatever he says is invalid at that point. You have already acquired it. Says Rashi. Because even if you hold that when I pick up a friend for you, I pick up a mitzia for my friend is not kona it through my picking it up, still, kivan diyavale, kanya mimanavshach. But once I've given it to him, then for sure he's been kona it, mimanavshach. I kanya kama delomiskavin lahaknos lechavero, hayahavina alevi matana. If the friend who picked it up was kona when he picked it up, yeah, but now he has since given it to me as a matana. And if he wasn't kona it when he picked it up because he never had kavana to acquire it for himself, then it remains hefker until it gets into the hands of the guy that's riding the animal. Now you acquire it by taking it out of the hands of the guy who picked it up, and now you're doing the shame kinyan. So now you are kona it. You are kona that item at this point in time. So either way, if he had in mind to be kona it himself, Gvaldik, wonderful, but now he gave it to you as a matana, so now you are koneid. And if he didn't have in mind to be koneid himself, so then it remains hefker until you get it. So in that case, where he's already given it to you, the fellow who's riding the animal, so you're certainly koneid for yourself. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasa, Misha liketes hapeya v'amar harezulu ploniani. A guy is picking peya from a field, and he says, this peya should be, the peya that I'm picking now is not for myself, I want it to be, I'm picking it on behalf of a certain ani, and you identify a particular ani. Rabbi Lezer Omer Zachalo, Rabbi Lezer says, that's fine, you're allowed to be Zocha on behalf of that ani, Zachal Ladim Shal Befanav, you can make a kinyan on his behalf and be Kona the payah for him. V'cham mamrim, yitnena la'ani anim tzarishan. The Chacham say, no, you can't do that. And it still remains in the Rashus of aniim, and you give it to the first ani that you find. You cannot give it to a particular ani. You can't acquire it to the exclusion of all other aniim for one particular ani. If you see another ani, so you give it to the first ani you see. Amar ulam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, machlokas me ashir la'ani. The whole machlokas is, though, only if it's an ashir who's doing the picking on behalf of an ani. Let's say I have a friend or a relative who's in need, so I go into someone's field where there's peya, and I pick on behalf of that friend or relative. That's where Rabbi Elazar says that's fine, and the Chum say it's absolutely not fine. The Rabbi Elazar Savar Migo Dibai Mafkir Nichse Vaviani Vachazilei, Hashtanami Chazilei. The Rabbi Elazar says that, you know, since even though right now I'm an Ashir, if I wanted, I could always be Mafkir all of my Nechasim, then I would be an Ani, and then I would have a right to this payah for myself, and then you can, the next step is Migo de Zachli Nafshi Zachli Nami Lechavrei. If I have a right for it to myself, for myself, then I would have a right to the payah for somebody else as well. I would be able to be kona the peya for somebody else as well. And that's why, regardless of who I am and what my financial status is, I'm still allowed to go and acquire the peya on behalf of an ani. For Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan would say, no, chad migo arminan, tre migo lo arminan. Look, if you yourself are an ani, so then we'll say, migo de zachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre. That since you could acquire it for yourself, you could acquire it for your friend as well. But we're not going to say two migos. If you also happen to be rich, we're not going to couple that with a migo that you could be mafkir all of your nechasim and become poor. But everyone would agree that if it's one ani picking on behalf of another ani, that would for sure work. For one migo will for sure work. Migo de zachin nafshe, zachin amil chavre, that we would for sure say. So that's the yisod. So says the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman Le'ula, How do you know that the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is only in the case of an ashir picking on behalf of an ani? Maybe the machlokas is even in a case where an ani is picking on behalf of another ani. The metzia, because after all, go back to our case in our Mishnah, of a metzia where you see something just lying on the ground. Hakol ani emetzla. Everyone is considered an ani in regards to a metzia. Why is everyone considered an ani? Because what's special about peya is that it's only available to aniyim. Right? The only people that are allowed to go and take it are aniyim. Well, who's allowed to go and take a metzia? Anybody's allowed to take a metzia. So in regards to metzia, everyone would be like the ani is to peya, the world is to a metzia. Right? That's the equation. The rights of an ani to peya equal the rights of the whole world to a metzia. So what do we know about a metzia? Utnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hayarochev al gabi behema, you're riding on an animal for us, a metzia, and you see a metzia of Amr lechveru tineli, and you tell your friend, give it to me, natla va'amr aniza chisiba. And then your friend takes it and says, I got it first. Zachaba. So we assume your friend did get it first. Now, the assumption we're working with over here, if you look at the second to last medium-sized line in Rashi, va'amr aniza chisiba, says Rashi, this challenge is only going to make sense if we assume the following, Kasalka Daitach Ani Rotza Lizakos Ba Achshav Ka'amar, Umodu Hushemitchila Higbia L'Shem Chavero. Meaning the case is not where the guy said, I got it first and I was Kona it at the time that I picked it up for you. I was Kona it for myself, not for you. No, the guy is saying, I want it now. Meaning now that I've already picked it up for you, now I want it for myself. I haven't yet given it to him, but I've picked it up for you, and now I changed my mind. I want it for myself. And apparently, the Mishnah says, Zachaba. Apparently, the Mishnah says that the guy who picks it up is Zacha, that he acquires it. Why would he possibly acquire it? It must be that when he initially picked it up on behalf of the person riding on the behema, that kinyan didn't work. That it doesn't work to pick it up on behalf of the guy riding on the behema. So you see, clearly, that even though it's a case of an ani for another ani, it's a case of two people who have equal rights in the metzia, nevertheless, when one picks it up for the other, it doesn't work. So, So if the machlokes in peya is in regards to one ani and another ani, two people who have equal rights in the peya, then I understand very well, then our Mishnah would be siding with the sheet of the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan are the ones that hold that me ani la ani, that it does not work, that you're not allowed to be kona. But if you're going to hold that the machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar is only when it's an ashir being kona on behalf of an ani, but if it's an ani being kona on behalf of another ani, then everyone would agree that he can acquire it for him, even the Rabbanan, everybody would agree it's okay, then hamani, then who's the author of our mission then? Lo Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Elazar, then our mission is like nobody. Our Mishnah is not like the Rabbanan, it's not like Rabbi Elazar, because our Mishnah says that even though they both have equal rights in the Metzia, so they're both like Aniim in regards to the Metzia, one cannot be Kona on behalf of the other. We don't say Migo de Zachi Linafshe, Zachi Nami Lechavre. You can't be Kona on behalf of the other person. And if we say that everyone agrees by Ani Lani it can work, then our Mishnah is going against everybody. Our Mishnah is holding like nobody. So says the Gemara, Amrlei Masnisin da Amar Tchila. He says, no, the case of our Mishnah is not where the fellow on the ground picks it up and then says, you know what, although when I picked it up I had in mind to be koneh it for you, I'm now changing my mind and I want it. No, he's saying when I picked it up from the ground originally, the way we originally read the Mishnah, when I picked it up from the ground originally, I was not picking it up for you. I was picking it up for me. If you look at Rashi, Damar Tchila, Haya Niza Chisi Ba De Ka'amar, Tchila Ka'amar Lei, Mitchila Hagba Asei Litzarchi, V'lo Litzarchach, that I initially picked it up for my own use and not for you. And therefore, in a normal case of a metzia, or a case of two aniyim in regards to peya, where both people have equal rights to the item in question, one person can certainly be kona for the other person. Migo de zachin nafshe, zachin nami l'chavre. That certainly works. And says the Gemara, hachi nami mistavra. It fits in very nicely to say that clearly he meant to be kone it for himself tchila, that he wanted to be kone it for himself initially. The Katani Seifa, because the Seifa says, im misha nasnalo amar ani zachisi bat tchila, lo amar klum. If after he has given it to the person riding on the animal, he says, hey, wait a second, I want it because I was koneh first, and we have the word tchila in there, lo amar klum, then what he says is invalid. Then he can't claim that he got it first, because you already gave it as a matana. Even if you did get it first, he gave it as a matana to the guy riding on the animal. So tchila b'seifa lam li pshita. Now, in the case of the seifa, obviously he's saying, I got it tchila, meaning, what else could tchila mean in the seifa? The seifa, he obviously doesn't mean that I got it now, because now I don't have it anymore. Now it's too late, I've already given it to you. So obviously he must mean that at some point, before I gave it to you, I was kone it. Now, that's obvious, doesn't need to be said. So what's being added with the word tchila must be that he's saying, not only did I have in mind to be kone at some point before I gave it to you, but initially when I first picked it up, I had in mind to be kone it for myself. That must be what the word tchila is doing in the seifa. Otherwise, the word tchila is unnecessary in the seifa. It's obvious that he means to say he wanted to be koneh before he gave it to him. No, but the extra chiddush of the word tchila is that not only did I want to be koneh before I gave it to you, I wanted to be koneh at the very moment that I picked it up. Tchila b'seifa lamli pshita, isn't it obvious? Afagav v'lomer tchila tchila kamar, even though he doesn't say it, he obviously means he was koneh before he gave it to the guy. Elav hakamash v'lon reisha damar tchila. So it must be that it's telling me that no, that tchila means when I initially picked it up, and therefore the reisha is also coming to teach me a case where I was koneh, where I had in mind to be koneh when I initially picked it up. V'idach, Tana Sefer, the Gluy Resha, Sefer Dama Tchila, Resha Dama Tchila. And the other side of the argument would be that no, that the Sefer has the word Tchila to show, to contrast with the Resha. That yes, in the Sefer he's saying Tchila, in the Resha though, he's not saying Tchila. In the case where I pick it up and before I give it to you, I say I was Koneit, no, that's not where I'm claiming I was Koneit Tchila. That's where I'm claiming I'm koneh it right now, that I want it right now, but not that I was koneh it tchila. So it's not necessarily a raya from the seifa of the Mishnah as to what exactly the case in the resha of the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, just one tosfos on the bottom of Testament Beis. V'leim marmei ani la'ani machlokas, when the Gemara suggests maybe the machlokas should be in the case of even one ani picking up for another ani, we should not say everyone agrees in that case that it works. Maybe we should say that case is also machlokas. So Tosfos points out, what would the machlokas be then? Meaning, if it's me'ani la'ani, what's the machlokas really about? Are they arguing whether we say migo dezachin nafshi zachin namil chavrei? Is that what the argument's about? So says Tosfos, v'yachliku b'tofis v'alchov b'makom shachav la'achirim. The machlokas would be about when you're tofis v'alchov b'makom shachav la'achirim. Can I be tofis on behalf of one person when it's going to cost a bunch of other people? V'lomita migo. And this would not be an issue of migo. The machlokas would not be about whether migo dezachin nafshi zachin namil chavrei. Fine, meaning we see that it could be that everyone would agree that if I could be zochah for myself, I could be zochah for someone else. The only thing is, there's a limit to that. I can only do that when it's not going to cost anybody else. But when someone else is going to lose as a result of my being kone, then that's where my power runs out. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rav Nachman Rav Chisda Dami Tarvayu Hamagbi Metzila Chaveru Lo Kana Chaveru. Both Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda hold, if you pick up a metzia for your friend, then your friend is not kona. You can't be kona on behalf of your friend. My timer, why? Because you're being tofis balchov in a place where it's costing other people, right? Meaning the metziah could have been picked up by somebody else had you not picked it up for your friend first. And when you're tofis for a balchov in a place where it's going to cost other people, then that doesn't work. Says Rashi, very important, lo kana. Kedamer b'ksubas to lav kol kamine lios kofetz me'elav v'chav le'elu me'achar shlo asau oso hanosha shliach litvos. Why can't I go and be tofis balchov b'makom shachav lacherim? because I'm just doing this midin zechiyah. I'm not doing this as a real shliach. Meaning, if Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, to Levi, to Yehuda, and he only has $100 to his name, and Shimon decides to make me a shliach to collect for him, then I can go and I can collect on his behalf. But if I just on my own decide to collect for Shimon, that's where I can't do it. Tofes malchov makom shechov la'acherim only is a problem when you're not a shliach. If you were a shliach, it would not be a problem. That is Shitas Rashi. Take a look at Tosos. Tofes malchov makom shechov la'acherim lokani. Masha pirush Rashi mishum delo aso shliach. That which Rashi says, that the only reason it doesn't work is because he didn't make you a shliach. Ein nira. He says, I don't think it's correct. The perka kosev, because in the Gemara Mesechus Ksuz Mashma, Gabi Uvda di Yemar bar Chashu, the Tofis Balchov, Makom Shachav Lachem Lokani, Afilu Asal Shliach. Because the Gemara in Ksuz Saf Pedal tells the story of a guy, Yemar bar Chashu, who owed money to somebody, and that person sent a Shliach to collect it from him, and that was a case of Tofis Balchov Makom Shachav Lacherim, and the Gemara said Tofis Balchov Makom Shachav Lacherim. It's not Kona. The Gemara says in Ksubis, and it's clearly talking about a case where he made him a shliach, where the guy wasn't just acting on his own to collect on behalf of his friend, but he did make him a shliach. So says Tosos, this rule of Tofis Balchov Makom Shachav Lacherim Lo Kona is not only in cases where you're doing it on your own for your friend, but rather even in a case where he made you a shliach, and that's what the Russian Mesechus Gittin holds like Tosfos, and he says, "Lav kol kminei l'shav shliach l'achav l'acherim." That there is a limit on what you can do, on the amount, on how you can empower someone to serve on your behalf, to work on your behalf. I can make someone a shliach to do things for me, but I don't have the power, I don't have the authority to make someone a shliach to do things to the detriment of others. I can make you a shliach to do things for my benefit, but I cannot make you a shliach to do things to other people's detriment. Now, I'm allowed to do things to other people's detriment, but that's not where the Torah of Shlichus comes in. The Parsha of Shlichus only enables me, it's an interesting yesod, the Parsha of Shlichus, we always think of Shlichus as, whatever I can do, I can empower you to do. Says the Rush, and apparently that's what Tosfos holds as well, it's not so. Not whatever I can do, I can empower you to do. Whatever I can do for my benefit, I can empower you to do for my benefit. But even though there are certain things I'm allowed to do for the detriment of others, I can't make you a shliach to do for the detriment of others. That's the limit on shlichus. Whereas Rashi would say, no, it's whatever I'm allowed to do. If I'm allowed to do something to the detriment of others, then I can make you a shliach to do something to the detriment of others. There's a Nod Behuda we discussed when we learned Maseches Gittin. Nod Behuda in Eben Ezer Madur Kamasim Beis discusses the concept of making a shliach legaresh. We know you can make a shliach to send a get, to divorce someone, right? A shliach lekabbalah, shliach lahalacha, right? We had all these, the concept and discussions of shlichus and mesechus gittin, but we also know that on a daraisa level, a man can be megaresh a wife, bal karcha. Right, it can be a megarish woman, even against her will, even if she's not interested in getting divorced. Midrabanan, with the Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom, we're no longer allowed to do that. But on a daraisa level, a man is allowed to be megarish a wife, bal karcha. So says the Nod Behuda that you're not allowed to make a shliach to be megarish a wife, bal karcha. You can make a shliach to be megarish a wife. You're allowed to be megarish a wife, bal karcha yourself, but you're not allowed to make a shliach to be megarish a wife, bal karcha. Why not? Because he says it's chav lacherim, that here you are, you can make a shliach to benefit somebody else. You're not allowed to make a shliach to do something to the detriment of somebody else. And since the woman doesn't want it, it's bal karcha, she's not interested in getting divorced, so you're not allowed to make a shliach. The shliach won't work to be megarish or bal karcha. Forget about being allowed to. I mean, the point is that the shlichus won't be chal, the shliach won't work. Now, it happens to be the ktsos disagrees. The ktsos in Simon Kuf Pei Beis writes that it all depends pre-Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom or post-Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom. He says, pre-Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom, you are allowed to make a shliach to be megarish your wife bal karcha. Post-Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom, when you yourself are not allowed to be Megarish your wife, Bal Karcha, for sure you can't make a Shliach to be Megarish your wife, Bal Karcha, but that's not based on Chav L'Acherim, that's based on Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That if it's an Aveira to be Megarish your wife, Bal Karcha, then you can't make a Shliach to do it for you. And Rav Shechter used to point out all the time, whenever we discuss Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom, that if you look carefully at all the items included in Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Gershom did not make those things Aser. He He just sort of strengthened already existing Isurim with a Cherim, with the power of a Cherim. Meaning he said, there's a basic problem of being Megarish Woman Balkarcha, and that's V'ahavtal Re'echa Kamocha, that you're not supposed to do mean things to people. So it's, you should try to work things out and try to convince her one way or the other, you know, either work through the marriage or, speak it out with her and show her why it's not working. But to just be Megarish Balkarcha, he said, that's a basic violation of an Isur anyway. So it's just Rabbeinu Gershom attached, reading other people's mail was okay before Rabbeinu Gershom. That was that invasion of privacy. Before Rabbeinu Gershom came along, it was Mechadish, and it's a problem, that was okay? No, Pashut wasn't okay. But Rabbeinu Gershom attached a Cherim to it. So because of the Cherim to Rabbeinu Gershom, I'm not sure what he holds about marrying multiple wives. I mean, that Lechora was really okay before Rabbeinu Gershom. But anyway, if you assume that at least most of the items Rabbeinu Gershom dealt with were Usher anyway, so then maybe you could argue on this Ketzos. Maybe the Ketzos who says that, look, prior to the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, you can make a Shliach to Megarish your wife, Balkarcha, because there was nothing wrong with it. It's only after Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom that's Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Maybe you could say, no, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera even before Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, it was Usher. There was just no cherem attached to it, but it was still just a zasur. So okay, but that's the discussion over here about shliach b'makom shechav l'acherim. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Rav l'Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman the following: Metzias poel yatzmo. If a poel finds something, a worker that you have working for you finds something, he gets to keep it. But medvar mamurim bisman sha'amar lo balabais nacheshi mihayom adori mihayom. You tell the guy exactly what melacha you want him to do for you. I'm hiring you to do this in my field. Avol amar lo aseimi melacha yom metzias shel balabaisu. But if it's one of these guys who can do a lot of things, he's a jack of all trades, and you say, I'm hiring you to work for me today. Exactly what the work is going to be? Well, so it could be a little bit of farming, a little bit of schlepping, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Right? It's just malacha. I want you to do malacha. So then, whatever metziah he finds goes to the balabayas. Says Rashi, Aseimi malacha yom kol malacha shu osa malachas balabayasi. Because then any malacha he does that day, any act he does that day, is considered to be on behalf of the balabayas. Vekana balabayas. Alma, but what do you see from here? Habagbi mitzila chavero, kana chavero. You see, what's the poel doing? He picks up a mitzia. Who's he picking it up for? He's working for me, so he's picking it up for me. And I'm konit. The balabais is konit. So you see, magbiya mitzila chavero is kona chavero. So don't tell me that it's tovis balchov makum shachav lacherim, and therefore it's not kona. You see clearly over here that it is kona. So says Mer, no, amrle shiny poel diyado kiad balabaisu. That's by a poel. A poel's yad is like an extension of the yad of the balabais. But stam a shliach, it doesn't work. By a poel, it works because he's considered an extension of the yad balabais. This is what the Machna Ephraim famously connects to this idea. Machna Ephraim discusses, if I hire someone to build a mak al gagecha, I hire someone to build a mak around my roof. Right, so it's a mitzvah to build a makkah. The only thing is, I don't know how to build a makkah. So I hire someone. Who do I call up? I call up a fencing company. So some guy comes to build a makkah for me. Now, it's a guy building it for me. It's not someone who has any Torah shlichus or anything. So am I allowed to make a bracha on his building of the makkah? It's on my roof. I'm not doing any mice. Am I allowed to make a bracha? So the Machna Ephraim says, yes, you are allowed to. Why? Because Yad Pol Kiyad Balabais, who? That the Yad Pol is considered an extension of my Yad. It's not Shlichus, it's more than Shlichus. He's an extension of me. And since he's an extension of me, I can make a bracha on his building of the Makkah. The Machna Ephraim says there's also a more fundamental reason. And that is that when it comes to building a Makkah, there are different types of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs were focused on the Maisa mitzvah, on doing the action of the mitzvah. Other mitzvahs were focused on the goal, on a result, the more result-oriented mitzvahs. Mak al gagecha is very clearly a result-oriented mitzvah. It's not that there's any mitzvah in building a fence. It's that there's a mitzvah in having a fence, in making sure that no one falls, and having a safe environment in your home. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the act of building. That's what Rav Elchanan points out, Rav Asher Weiss quotes, that when we, in the whole discussion of which mitzvos can be done with a shliach and which mitzvos you need to do on your own, right? Like the mitzvah of tefillin, I can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for me. I have to put on tefillin on my own. Yet to be mekadesh nisha for me, there I can make a shliach. Why? So Rav Chanan famously says, well, anything that's a maisa-oriented mitzvah that's on your maisa, so then you can't make a shliach. But if it's a result-oriented mitzvah, you can make a shliach. right? If I'm interested in the result, that she should be mekudeshes to me, and that it's not about the mice of kiddushin, then I can make a shliach. So Rav Asher Weiss just adds in, no, it's not exactly that chilek is not exactly correct. You have to actually say that there are three distinctions. There's a result-oriented mitzvah, a maisa-oriented mitzvah, and then somewhere in the middle, there's a result al yedei maisa. What do I mean? A true result-oriented mitzvah is like maka, it's like building a fence on my roof. I'm yotze that even if a guy does it for me. But a guy can't be a shliach. How am I yotze the mitzvah if a guy did it for me? A guy can't serve as my shliach. Elamai, you see, when it's a totally result-oriented mitzvah, you don't even need shlichus. We're not even interested at all in shlichus. It's not even necessary because I so don't care about the action. I only care about the result. When it's a totally maisa-oriented mitzvah, taking lulav, putting on tefillin, then it needs to be so personal that shlichus won't work. Where does shlichus work and yet I need shlichus? Only somewhere in the middle. When it's a result-oriented mitzvah, but the result has to be achieved through a maisa, like kiddushin. I want to be mekudeshes to the woman, but it has to be achieved through a maisa kiddushin. So there you're going to need shlichus, and that's when shlichus will be necessary. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, Rama Rav, Poel Yachol Lachzor Ba'afil B'chatzi Hayom. Can't a Poel quit halfway through the day? So how can you tell me that a Poel is just an extension of the Yad Ba'al Habayis? I'm like, I'll comment the Lahadabay, Ki Yad Ba'al Habayis. Yeah, but as long as he doesn't quit, then he's still my worker, then he's still considered an extension of me. Ki Yad Ba'al Habayis, Taimach Rino Hu, Duxiv. And why is he allowed to quit halfway through the day? It's a totally different reason. Duxiv, Pasuk says, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. Pasuk says that B'nei Yisrael is supposed to be Avadim Takarj Baruchu. Avadai Heim V'Lavadim La'Avadim. So we can't make them slaves. B'nei Yisrael can't become slaves to anybody else. Only Takarosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Poel always has the right to quit, because it's also for him to become a slave to somebody. So he can be a Poel, but he always has to have an out. Says Tosfos, wait a second. Normally when we quote this drasha, V'lo Avadim La'Avadim, right, we discuss in the Gemara Kiddushin, Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Gemara Kiddushin about the Eved Ivri, how he pierced the Eved's ear, because he heard Al HaSinai, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, and he went and he did a terrible thing, and he made himself an Eved to an Eved. He made himself an Eved to another person, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Frank Tosfos, are you allowed to be a Poel? Does everybody have to be their own boss? Because shouldn't they be concerned that so long as they're a Poel, it's Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, V'la Avadim La'Avadim? So says Tosfos, don't get scared, nearly, the Mikol Makom says Tosfos, Mutter Adam Lahasker Atzmo. The Dafke Eved Ivri Shein Yochel Lachzor Bo Vein Yotze Kodem Zmano, El B'Sha Shichur Over Mishum Avdayim. That only by an Eved Ivri who can't go out in any way other than Shtar Shichur, so in that case he's in violation of Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. But a guy to work as a Poel, it's not a problem of Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. Meaning what the Gemara is saying is not that so long as he's a Poel, he's in violation of Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, and that's why we allow him to quit so we can get out of that violation. No, the Gemara is saying because he has the right to quit, therefore the entire day he has not been in violation of Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. It's a totally different vart. It's not that when he's working, he's an Eved to an Eved, and that's terrible. And then when he quit, we have to let him quit, because otherwise there's no way out of that Isser. No, that's not the vart. The vart is because he has a way out of working, because he can always quit, therefore it's Megala that the whole relationship is not a relationship of Avdus. Because an Eved can't quit. An Eved is stuck. So you see that the whole relationship is not a relationship of avdus. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar B'chiya Barabbah Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamagbiya Metzila Chavero, Chana Chavero. If I pick up a Metzia for you, you do acquire it through my act of kinyan. V'im Tomar Mishnah Seinu, you'll tell me, what about in our Mishnah? It seems otherwise. It says when the guy says, Ani Zachisiba, he in fact was Zocha, meaning, and we're still understanding that maybe Ani Zachisiba means, I want it right now, that even though I initially picked it up for you, I want to be koneh it right now. So it says, Gemara Damar Tanali V'lomar Zacheli. In the Mishnah, the case is the guy riding on the animal said, give it to me. He did not say, acquire it for me. But maybe had he said, acquire it for me, then in Echinami it would have worked. The Tosfos points out that, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan holds in a couple of places in Shas, Tofes Balchov Lokani, Hainu Dafka Hechad Zolo Shayach Migo Dezach Nenafshe, Dein Alova Chayiv Klum LeTofes, Al Metzia Dika Migo Kana. However, Tosfos says, whenever you have the concept of Migo Dezach Nenafshe, then even when you Tofes Balchov, Makam Shechav Lacherim, it's going to work. Migo Dezach Nenafshe overpowers the normal problem of Tovus Balchov b'makom shachav la'acherim. Okay, says also Tov says, what's the chiluk we make at the end over here? That there's a difference between saying tnuli and zacheli, right? If I say I want you to be zochet for me, then I acquire it. But if I say I want you to give it to me, then I don't acquire it when you pick it up. Fractosos v'im tamer deper kamer degitin kamer Rabbi Yochanan kol ha'omer tnu ka'omer zuchu. Rabbi Yochanan says anyone who says tnu, it's as if he's saying zocha. So the two words mean the same exact thing. Two words accomplish the same thing. So it says also Yeshlomer to shiny house and dasacher's makna. So now that's only when someone else is being makna something to you, right? Then tain and zache are the same thing. But when it's a metzia where it doesn't belong to anybody, so no one's being makna it to me. The act is being done completely on behalf of the kone. There is no makna. Then there's a big difference between tain and zache. Okay, says the new Mishnah. Ras ha-metziah v'nafal alel. Let's say I see a metziah on the ground and I fall on it. Ubachar ve-hechzik ba, and then someone else comes and pulls it out from under me. Zeh she-hechzik ba-zachar ba. The guy who pulls it out from under me, he's the one that was kone it. Because guess what? Seeing something isn't a kinyan, and falling on something is not a kinyan. So I was never kone it. I saw it and I fell on it, but I was never kone it. Shittim Gletzes deals with the fact that we already discussed on Daf Bezim and Aleph that seeing something is not a kinyan. Pashup Shat Mini is the point is over here that it's not just seeing, it's the combination of seeing and falling. And that's the Chiddush, that even that's not a kinyan. Okay, Amrei Shlakish Mishum Abakoyin Bardala. Arba Amashaladim Konos Labakal Makom. That the Dalit Amos of a person are Kona on his behalf, wherever he may be. So, my time, why should that be the case? Why are Arba Amos Kona for a person? Takin Rabban and Dalasilan Suya. The Rabban were Misakein, that you don't need to physically take possession in order to be Kona something. Being within Dalit Amos is enough in order to avoid fighting. Because people would always argue if we didn't make such takana, because it would get physical. If you had to get so close to the item, people would start wrestling it out of each other's hands. Amar Abai, Moser of Bechir Bar Yosef, Peya. Amar Rava, Moser of Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Nezikin. Well, Bechir Bar Yosef asks on this concept of Dalet Amos from a Mishnah in Peya, and Rava said that Rabbi Yaakov Aridi asked on this concept of Dalet Amos being Kona from a Mishnah in Nezikin. So what's the Mishnah in Peya? What's the Mishnah in Nezikin? Where do we ask on the concept of Dalet Amos? Amar Abaye, Moser Bechir Bar Yosef, Peya, from the following Mishnah. Natal mitzas peya. Let's say you take some peya. You're an ani and you're taking peya from the field. Vizarek al ashar. And you take the little peya that you took and you throw it on top of the other peya, of more grain that you want to claim for yourself. Ein lo baklum. You didn't acquire anything with that. Nafalo ala, if you fall on the peya. Paras taliso ala, you spread your garment over the peya. Mavir nosa emenu. We take you off of it, we say, sorry, you haven't acquired anything with those actions. V'chein ba'omer shikha, and the same is true by shikha. V'yamrit arba amos shaladim konus la b'kal makom. But if we're going to say all you really need to be konus something is get within four amos of it, niknale arba amos today. Why don't we say that your Dalet Amos were coded for you? You forget about the fact that throwing something on it doesn't work as a kinyan. The fact that you're within Dalet Amos when you must have thrown something on it or fell on it, that should be coded for you. That should be enough. Sansa's Gemara, Hachamai Askinan, Delo Amar Akni. Over here, the case is where you didn't say that you want to be coded. Just being within Dalet Amos is not good enough. No, wait a second. If the Rabbanan are misakin that your Dalet Amos is kona for you, why do you need that? Why do you have to say anything? Shouldn't just being within Dalet Amos be good enough? So says Gemara, Kivan de Nafal Galidaitid bin Nafila Nichalei de Nikni, Ba Arba Amos Lo Nichalei de Nikni. Says Gemara, you're right, but over here you are Megaladas that you don't want the Kinyan of Dalet Amos. As soon as you fall on it, you're showing that you want your falling to be a Kinyan. You don't want Dalet Amos to be your Kinyan. If you wanted Dalet Amos to be your Kinyan, you never would have subsequently fell on it. Muke Yosef has a lesson over here that it's Kigon Zu, that a person could say, Efshi Betakanas Chachadin. Very similar to lesson to the how the Gemara has in Ksubas when it describes the different parts of the Ksuba and how the man is a chiyuv to give his wife mizonos in exchange, and in exchange she gives him her maisi adayim. So the Gemara says, what if she that works great if her maisi adayim is she's a housewife and whatever she knits sweaters on the side and she makes a couple of dollars a week or something. So fine, then I understand that it's a wonderful takana. But let's say she works on Wall Street. Well. let's see, she works in a high-paying job, and she makes lots of money. So she makes $2 million a year. So why should she? She says, I don't want your mizonos. I have to give up my ma'aseh yadayim for your mizonos. No, kigonzu efshi b'takanos chachamim. The chum, I realized they had my best interest in mind when they made this takana that the man should support me. But thank you very much. I'm doing just fine. Right? You can forego a takanos chachamim. So the Mukhi Yosef has similar lashon over here. That's what's going on over here. Thing is, it's a little bit of a shvera lashon over here, because the chacham did not make a takana of dal ramos kona being kona for a person so that the kona can benefit. It just made it so that they wouldn't get into fights over kinyanim, which you could argue is also a benefit, that it's a benefit to have clarity of who's kona without having to fight over it. So maybe you could say in such a case a person could say efshi b'takanas chacham. The only thing is, if everyone could say efshi b'takanas chachamim, did the chacham really accomplish anything with their takana? I mean, by the case of the Isha, so a woman who's doing really well could say, leave it totally, you know, leave it in her court. But over here, if we're worried about a fight, as long as one guy, you know, foregoes the Takanas Chachamim, you're going to end up with fights anyway. So the ability to say that is still somewhat troubling. Says Amar Vaiter, Rav Papa Amar, Kita Kinyan Le Rabbanon Arba Amos Bialma, Besada De Balabai Is Lota Kinyan Le Rabbanon. The whole Takan of Dalet Amos being Kona for a person is only out there in the world, in the Simta, in some area that's a common Roshos that belongs to everybody. But in the field of the Balabai, the Rabbanon will not say that your Dalet Amos can be Kona. And Peya, by definition, is in the field of the Balabayas, right? I'm going into someone else's field because he has a mitzvah to leave Peah at the end of his field. I'm going into his field and taking Peah. I doesn't the Torah allow the Aniyim to come take the Peah, so doesn't that make it the Ani's field? Says the Gemara, no. It makes it the Ani's Peah. It makes the Ani have the right to walk in the field, but it does not make it the Ani's field. In fact, the Mishnayos and Peah talk about how when you give Peah, when you leave Peah, it's not that your field is just hefker and anyone could just walk in whenever they want. There's certain times of the day where you open your field to Aniyim, and you say, okay, in the morning it's open for an hour, in the afternoon it's going to be open for an hour, in the evening it's going to be open for an hour. You don't have to let people just walk through your field whenever they want. They could take your silver, they could take, I don't know if you have your silver in your field, but they could take your farming instruments. You don't have to just let people walk in unsupervised in your field. So there are set times. It's not the Ani's field. The Ani has the right to walk there, the Ani has the right to be there, but it's certainly not his chatzer. And that's why the Dalet Amos are not going to be kona. Dalet Amos are only kona in your chatzer, not in someone else's chatzer. Amar Rav, most of Rav Yaakov Aridi Nezikin. So that was the kasha on the idea of Dalet Amos being kona from Mishnah and Peah, and we had two answers to the kasha. Now we have the kasha on Dalet Amos being kona from the Mishnah and Nezikin. What's the Mishnah and Nezikin? As you may have guessed, it's our Mishnah. Rosh Hamitziyah v'nafala aleo ba'ach v'yichzuk v'zeh v'yichzuk v'zeh. If I see a Mitziyah and I jump on it, I fall on it, and then someone else goes and grabs it from under me, that person who grabbed it from under me was kona. But if you're going to say Dalet Amos can be kona for a person, why weren't my Dalet Amos kona for me before I jumped on it? So why wasn't I kona it first? And says, the case could be, I just didn't say that I wanted to be kona it. But again, but if the Rabban made a takana that I'm kona with my Dalet Amos, why do I have to say anything? So same answer we had before, that once I've fallen and I'm showing that I don't want the kinyan of Dalet Amos, I prefer to use this as a form of kinyan, falling on it as a form of kinyan, and that happens to be an invalid form of kinyan. Rav Sheshes Amar Kita Kin Rabban Besimta Lodachki Rabim, Bereshis Rabim the Kadachki Rabim Lotakin Rabban. Rav Sheshes says no, the whole idea of Dalet Amos being kona is not only limited to a common rishus, it's limited to a common rishus that's not too heavily crowded. So it's only in a simta, but in a rishus harabim, where it's dafki l'rabim, where there are so many people there, so it's difficult to say Dalet Amos are going to be kona for a person. Go to Times Square and assume Dalet Amos is kona for a person. How many hundreds of people within the first 30 seconds are going to have some sort of taina that they were within Dalet Amos? Because there are people going back and forth all over the place. So they never made such a takana in a rishus harabim. Well, wasn't the Lashon that we used before, that Dalet Amos are kona for a person b'kal makom, makes it sound like in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim also. So kal makom lasuya tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No, it doesn't come to include Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It comes to include the tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where there's much less of a crowd, as we've seen earlier, in Baba Kama, there's much less of a crowd in the tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim than there is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim proper. V'am reish lakash b'shem abakoyin bardala, ketana in l'chatzer ve'in l'arba amos. No chiddush that a ketana doesn't have kinyan chatzer, nor does she have a kinyan dalet amos. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yana, Yomar Yesh l'chatzer v'yesh l'arba amos. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, she does. She has the right to be kohen with the chatzer, and she has the right to be kohen with dalet amos as well. So machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yochanan says yes in terms of a ketana and kinyan chatzer and kinyan dalet amos. So b'maika miflugi, what's the machlokas about? One says that the kinyan of a chatzer is an extension of kinyan yad. So if a katana can acquire through yad, she can acquire through chatzer. And therefore she can acquire through chatzer. That's fine. That is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. But Reish Lakish would say, no, kinyan chatzer is not an extension of yad. Kinyan chatzer is an extension of shlichus. And just like a katana can't make a shliach, she also can't have a chatzir be kona for her. So, really? Does anyone hold that? Does anyone hold that chatzir works midin shlichus? But we darshan from the pasuk of biyado, that how do I know to include chatzir as well? So we say from the extra words, himatze timatze, but vis salgadait chatzir mishum shlichus is rabbi, if you must say chatzir works midin shlichus, imkein masinu shlich ledvar avera. If you're going to say chatzer works midin shlichus, then you're going to see that it would turn out that you can make a shliach ledvar avera, because you could chatzer can work, kinyan chatzer can work ledvar avera. So because what's the pasuk himatze timatze? Pasuk is im himatze timatze biyado hageneva. We're talking about kinyan geneva over there. I am kona a geneva with a kinyan chatzer. Wait a second. If chatzer is midin shlichus, if chatzer is considered my shliach, then how was I kona the geneva? By making my chatzer into my shliach to be kona my geneva for me. That's saying yesh shlichus dvar avera. But we know we don't paskin that way. V'kaim l'nein shliach dvar avera. We paskin ein shliach dvar avera. How do we know ein shliach dvar avera? Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Gimel of where we make the drasha of ein shliach dvar avera, either from shchutei chutz or mi'ilu tvicha shneksum bam kechad. But whatever it is, we know that there's such a rule of ein shliach dvar avera. So if chatzer is midin shlichus, how can my chatzer be kona kinyani gneva for me? How can my chatzer be kona stolen item for me? So says my answer number one, Amar Avina, hecha minim dein shliach ledvar avera, hecha de shliach bar chiyuva. When do we say in shliach ledvar avera? That's when the person who is the shliach is also bar chiyuva. He's someone who's supposed to know not to do isurim. So when I make him a shliach to do an iser, the shlichus doesn't work. It doesn't relate back to me. Avo b'chatzer delav bar chiyuva hu mechayiv sholcho. But when we're dealing with the chatzer, where the chatzer is not chayiv in anything, then the one who did the shlichus, who is mishalayach the chatzer to do the shlichus, is going to be chayiv. Then we're going to say yesh shlichus dvar avera. El me'ata frek the gemara ha'omer liisha ve'evet su'u ginvuli t'lav b'nei chiyuvin ninhu. So what if I say to an eved or a woman, I want you to go steal from me, where they're not b'nei chiyuva because they don't have to pay back because they don't have any money? So then you're going to say, you should say that I should be chayiv yesh shliach ledvar avera in that case. They're, after all, they're not bar chiyuva. Says Gemara, no. Who says they're not bar chiyuva? Amr tishav eved b'nei chiyuva ninu. Vashmi alas l'shlumei. A woman and eved are certainly b'nei chiyuva. They certainly do have a chiyuv to pay back when they steal. It's just right now they don't have any money. Ditnan, and the raya is we have a mission. As soon as the Evid gets freed or the woman gets divorced and they have their own money of their own, so absolutely they have to pay back. So again, answer number one is, how can my chatzar be kona geneva for me if ain't shliach ledvar avera? It's because the chatzar is not a bar chiyuva. Answer number two is, Rav Sama amar hecha amrin ain't shliach ledvar avera, hecha di bay avri bay loa, v'avul chatzar di bal karche mosav ba mechayiv sholcho. When do we say ain't shliach ledvar avera? When the shliach has a choice to do the shlichus or not to do the shlichus. Chatzar doesn't have bechira. the chatzar can't make a choice to do the shlichus, not to do the shlichus. And in that case, we're going to say yesh leach l'dvar vera, and the onus is going to be on the mishaleach in the iser. Tomorrow we're going to discuss what the nafkaminas are between answer number one and answer number two. A lot of very interesting inyanim regarding shlichus l'dvar vera, and regarding makif and nikif and lifnei iver, and all related types of issues.